My friend Milena Markov had just landed in Kolkata from Dubai. She had braced herself for a nightmare upon arrival. The Indian Health Ministry had just mandated new checks at the airport.
Upon arrival at Kolkata Airport, I was handed two health forms to fill out, and everyone was scrambling for a countertop and a pen to get that sorted.
Then came the screening with separate queues for Indians, foreigners, and people coming from non-affected countries.
There was a thermal heat scan, and if you passed that, you handed in the forms, which were looked over and stamped.
But the bigger nightmare lay outside the airport. Her Uber driver asked her where she was flying in from.
When I told him Dubai, then he said, well, in that case, I'm not going to turn on the AC because I will catch the disease from you.
If she had flown in from Mumbai or Delhi, it would be no problem, he told her.
Dubai is outside of India, so there's infection there.
Welcome to Kolkata in a time of corona. This is Sandeep Roy. Compared to the rest of the world, India has fewer corona cases. It just reached three figures. Whether that's luck or lack of testing is still unclear. Some Indians insist Hinduism has built-in safeguards. Indians do namaste with folded hands instead of shaking hands. For Hindus, cows are sacred animals. Some insist cow dung and cow urine have properties to tackle many illnesses. There are cow urine parties happening in some parts to ward off the coronavirus, as reported on Voice of America. Most Indians, though, are sticking to face masks last used when pollution was high. The country is trying to seal itself off against the virus. It's not just Milena's checks at the airport. India has cancelled visas till mid-April. Telecom providers have health messages instead of ringtones.
Issued in the public interest by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. Novel coronavirus disease spread can be stopped. Always cover mouth with handkerchief or tissue while coughing and sneezing. Wash your hands with soap frequently. Avoid touching your eyes, nose and mouth.
Others have claimed Indians just have natural immunity because they live exposed to so many kinds of viruses. Dr. Gagandeep Kang, the executive director of the Translational Health Service and Technology Institute in Faridabad, is not so sure.
But SARS coronavirus 2 is a new virus. So there is no reason, unless it was circulating undetected among us, that we should have antibodies and therefore protection against that.
But rumors are flying wild. Chicken sales have plummeted because of fake news that birds can spread corona. Chinese restaurants have seen their business slump. Schools have shut down. Bollywood has ground to a halt. Film shoots have been postponed. The virus has revealed a great civilizational gap. The West prepares for it like an approaching hurricane. They hoard toilet paper. India hoards hand sanitizers and masks and misinformation. But we need to get used to viruses like corona being the norm and not the exception, says Kang.
As climate change happens, as we change the environment that we live in, I think we are just going to see more and more viruses coming into human populations. Many will be asymptomatic, many will die out, but a few will take hold, and even fewer of those will cause disease.
This new reality of social distancing is tough in a country like India, built on social connections. The malls in Kolkata are still open, though in some cities they have shut down. There's just someone at the entrance squirting hand sanitizer at you. At least it's not cow urine. But it all goes to show the panic that an unseen enemy can induce in us. This is an emergency from which we cannot mark ourselves safe on Facebook. When SARS and Ebola and bird flu were spreading, we still did not live in such a WhatsApped, Facebooked world. These days, we live in a world where on social media, we all want to go viral. Now, the virus is having the last laugh. But Dr. Kang is optimistic.
If you look at where we are, we got the sequence at the beginning of January. And 2 weeks ago, a company called Moderna in the US announced that they have the first vaccine candidate.
Even Milena's Uber driver had a workaround.
Then he asked me for 30 rupees extra and he would turn on the AC.
Meanwhile, India is not taking chances. The Calcutta Club in Kolkata had planned a talk to educate its members about the virus. Last I heard, the talk on corona was cancelled because of fears of corona. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.